Joining us now on The Ticket, though, is a gentleman who wants to talk about what happened in the locker room at the Metrodome on Sunday after the Cowboys' 34-3 loss to the Vikings. He is joining us under certain terms. He wants to remain anonymous, and he wants us to disguise his voice, so we have put his voice through a digitally altering machine.
So is this a player, or is this just someone with the organization?
It's somebody who was in the locker room.
Okay.
Who joins us as a Deep Throat informant. Come in, Deep Throat informant.
Yeah.
You're good. And first of all, thank you for your courage in coming forward.
I must confess to the Cowboy fans that our locker room is deeply divided.
Is it?
Already?
We had good chemistry during our four-game winning streak. Guys were always kissing each other in the shower and buying each other personal massagers. But that quickly broke down as things began unraveling in Minnesota.
And you started, there was some fighting in the team?
Our locker room erupted into chaos at the end of the game.
Oh, no. Oh, gosh.
Tony Romo quickly turned on Jason Garrett. He threw the Ivy Leaguer up against the wall and got so close to Garrett that he could smell the Mexican and starlet on Romo's breath.
Golly.
Romo screamed at the prissy Mensa member. You red-headed N-word.
Oh, my gosh.
Then N-word, MF, C-word, N-word.
Why would he be using the N-word?
Garrett.
Yeah.
The N-word was nincompoop.
Oh, okay.
What are you guys talking about?
Okay, well, no, I don't know. I don't know.
That makes sense.
It was then that the whole offense ganged up on Garrett.
The whole offense.
And the defense. And they began beating him about the head and face.
Head?
Head is not a two-syllable word.
The guys were going crazy on Garrett, using medieval maces and cudgels and cat-o'-nine-tails on him.
Where did they get all of these?
Anthony Spencer broke into the armory and began distributing weapons.
The armory?
He threw Roy Williams a broadsword, but it clanked off Roy's hands and skittered into a storm drain. Wade came in and commanded us to stop. But we did not listen to the corpulent being, because he was already 12 tacos into a tray load of emotional gorging. Keith Brookings was very angry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we saw that.
Very Frankenstein. In fact, he wouldn't leave the Metrodome until he was chased by a security guard carrying fire.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
He then ran out of the stadium and ran smack dab into a Mark Cuban look-alike contest, which he promptly won.
That was going on in Minneapolis?
But the worst was what Jerry did.
Oh, no.
Jerry walked in and took off his shirt and hairpiece.
Jeez.
And challenged Sean Sweesum to a fight. Sweesum wasn't there, so Leonard Davis offered to stand in for him.
Oh, no.
A nervous Jerry tried to get Wade to help him, but Wade was face deep into a German chocolate cake. Jerry fought hard, but after his second leg was ripped off, I noticed his conviction seemed to wane.
Understandable.
Leonard knocked him into his extensive and ornate toupee stand and sent toupees flying all over the room, attacking people's faces.
Attacking?
It was total chaos, and it was horrible. And it is about And there's something about which I will not speak of anymore.
Oh, wait, we have more questions.
I must go. I fear retribution. I fear for my life. I'm sorry. I must go now.
Okay. All right. Well, we got enough out of him anyway. That's some pretty wild stuff.
No idea.
847 here.